This is a podcast of an interview originally broadcast on Radio EMFM 104.7 at Chukamauama Community Radio. Radio EMFM broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can find our program guide on our website, www.radioemfm.org.au, along with details of other podcasts, information about the station and presenters, and a membership form should you wish to support us by becoming a member. You can also find Radio EMFM 104.7 on Facebook. We hope that you will enjoy this podcast.
Hello, this is Chris Moore and you're listening to 104.7 EMFM. And today we're doing an outside broadcast at Rochester. It's the Rochester Mural Festival. Been running all week and we've got eight murals. They're all lined up here in the park on the highway here just across from High Face Roadhouse and various other businesses here. So it's easy access, and I'm now talking to Marianne Jenkins, who's one of the artists with her mural, The Drover's Dream. So, Marianne, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me here, Chris.
And where are you from, Marianne? Give us a bit of background.
I'm from the big town of Echuca, just up the road, which makes it really easy for me to get here in the morning and leave in the afternoon. And
that's great. So we've got a mixture of people from all over, really.
Interstate and overseas. I'm probably the only local, apart from Bendigo, I suppose. Yeah. So it's fairly local, isn't it?
You're lucky. You've been just drive up the road. So you've been here all week. Give us a bit of a background on what you've been doing this week.
Well, I've been here all week. I usually try and get here about 8 o'clock in the morning. Leave about 4:30, and we've been so lucky with the weather, so we can paint sort of all day, although early morning it's fairly crisp on the fingers.
I'll bet it has been this week, yeah.
But in the afternoon, of course, it's been beautiful, 22, 23 degrees. So
it's been a good week.
Yes, it has, and I sort of paced myself when I designed the mural. I wrote down what I thought I could do each day so that I could be finished on the Saturday.
Oh yes, and so how do you make a start? Do you sort of start working at home with the theme? The theme is I have a dream. How do you begin the process?
Well, I thought about it, and then I enlisted a bit of thought from a few other people. And is that okay?
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's just a bit of squelchy stuff happening there.
Yeah, my husband, he was in the Scouts, and he had the little Scout Jamboree book from 1955.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, oh, what about that Drover's Dream that we used to sing in Scouts? And I think a lot of the schools also had it in their music repertoire. It used to come through the Let's Join In broadcast and things like that.
Mm.
And I'd always known the song. It was a bit of a catchy tune, and went through it, and I thought, I think I can paint some things out of that. Not the whole thing, because it's very involved. But so I roughed it out on paper, draw up a piece of paper to the specifications of the mini mural, and sketched a few things out. And and then you paint your mini mural, then you photograph it, send it in for the judging.
So it's come from a poem.
It's a verse, A.D. Long.
Mm-hmm.
And it was made famous by the Bushwhackers in the 60s.
It rings a bell, yes. Yes, it does ring a bell.
And it's been sung by lots of people. And very Australian, because they're all the Australian animals.
Yes.
Even though they do say native bears for koalas, which is a bit annoying.
Oh, well, I still call them koala bears myself.
Well, you better not. But, you'll get into big trouble if you do. So I usually just rough it all out like that. And enough to get it painted on a piece of MDF or whatever you paint on. It's not allowed to be signed because it has to be anonymous, of course.
Uh-huh.
And photographs, send it in, and they let us know, you know, whether you're in or whether you're out.
Oh, okay. So there's a process of elimination there.
Yes, I've had a couple of knockbacks over the years, but I have I have done it a couple of other times.
Well, congratulations on making it this
year.
Yes,
making the cut. I have a mural at the high school.
Yep.
On the wall up there, and the one we did the year before the floods, which was the line of a song, which I did. How much is that doggy in the window? So we painted the dogs, and that was a lot of fun as well.
All right. So you're from Echuca. So are you a What sort of an artist are you? Are you a full-time artist, a part-time artist, or you're an obviously very enthusiastic and talented with all this?
No, I was a primary school teacher, and when we moved to Echuca and retired, I was looking around and I saw that there was an art group called the Elton Gallery Artist, and went along there, and I've been secretary for years.
Oh, okay.
And we paint there on a Friday socially, and we have various exhibitions and things. We're more traditional artists.
Yep.
Or fine arts.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy it. It's probably a hobby more than anything, but
yep.
I enter art shows in surrounding towns and been very, very lucky with that.
Okay. So this is actually the first, you've put your artwork up before, and this is the first time you've actually been to Rochester and spent the week. And
No, this is the third time.
Oh, you've been here three times.
Yes,
oh,
this
so
is my
you're
third.
You're a veteran.
Well, not really. I've been, you know, there's been a bit of a gap between some of them, but I always enter the Creative Seeds, which is the art exhibition that's over here in the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got some paintings over there in that, and that accompanies this, sort of helps it along, or they
sure.
help each other along, I suppose.
Okay.
So, no, I've entered before, but I'm getting a bit older now to stand on a ladder for a week. It's a bit hard on
well,
the legs and the feet.
Standing on a ladder, that's not something that's something
no.
I avoid too.
Mm.
I never thought about that.
Well, I don't get up very high, but you do have to get up, you know,
still
high enough
ladder.
To reach the top of that. So that's a bit hard on
yep.
the feet and the legs, but anyway, it's really enjoyable. And the
so is this a finished product now, or are you still working on it?
Well, I'll do a little bit more with the leaves and tinker a
yep.
bit with the dogs and things, but I'll be finished today.
Because I noticed, well, tomorrow's the judging day.
Yeah, we've got to be finished by 6 o'clock tonight.
Yes, so there's a $5,000 prize, I think.
There is.
Up for grabs, so, well, good luck with that. And there's also, if people listening in need to remember that we've got there's the judging tree here. There's a box there where you take an envelope and a gold coin donation and make your
vote.
It's
yep.
the people's choice, I think, is what it's called.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the Rochibald, I think they call it.
The Rochibald's over in the hall.
Ah,
that's the little ones that were, I think, they're 30 centimetres square or something. That was a bit of initiative of the company, Judy Anderson and her friends have
yep.
organised that.
All right.
But the voting tree here is just for the murals.
Just for the murals.
Yes.
Okay, so
people can vote.
People out there, get over to Rochester and make your vote. Have a look at the murals and make your selection. This for the people's prize, which is the $1,000 prize, and the prize, the judges, I'm not sure who the judges are.
It's all top secret.
Oh, it's all top secret,
yes.
So there's no, you've got no access
no
there.
No bribery involved.
You don't know what's going on. It's
no.
just they're going to come out
no.
of the woodwork and...
Well, I don't know where they'll come from, but they are, you know, surprise judges who are independent of the mural group.
Okay. And the Drover's Dream, now, just so people can get a bit of a picture of this, it's a very colourful, what would you call it? It's a sort of, I suppose, it's an Australiana theme.
It is. It's more of an illustrative style, my work, rather
yep.
than the other people here who are used to street art. And
mm.
mine's more illustrative, and the narrative is the drover falls asleep under the tree.
Yes.
And his dogs, who are all the three companions, and he dreams of all that fantasy in the
yep.
sky
yep.
that I've painted there. And while that happens, the sheep run away, of course, because there's nobody looking after
them. There's no sheep. The sheep have gone.
The sheep have gone.
They're off there, wandering away in the distance.
Yes, that's exactly
while
right.
the drover's having his dream.
That's exactly
it's,
right.
It's a wonderful, wonderful piece of work, as are the other murals. And so, as I say, people out there, come along to Rochester and have a look at the wonderful artwork and make your choice. And just say thank you, Mary Ann, is there any other things you'd like to say about the Rochester in general and the experience you've had this week?
No, it's the same every year as far as the volunteers are just amazing. They wait on us hand and foot.
Well, that's great.
Drinks of water and anything we need. And they're there morning and night and pack up and put the things out for us, and they're just amazing. And even the people that come along, whether they're walking their dogs or just strolling past all day, they're so interested and it's really a great community effort.
It is.
It's a wonderful effort.
And you get a lot of support and have a lot of fun at the same time.
We do.
All right. Well, thank you, Marianne. That's Marianne Jenkins, whose mural is The Drover's Dream. And it's a wonderful piece of work, as are all the other murals here today. So, people out there, you're listening to 104.7 EMFM, of course. And get along to Rochester. It's a beautiful day to come here and enjoy the food and the art. And we'll now go back to some music.
The podcast you have just heard was of an interview originally broadcast on Radio EMFM 104.7, Echukamoama Community Radio. We hope you enjoyed listening to it. Remember that you can listen to Radio EMFM anywhere in the world, either via our website, www.radioemfm.org.au, or via the Community Plus Radio app, which is free to download to your Apple or Android device from your Game or Play Store.